بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسر لي الشابتر of أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. The very great important duty of commanding the right and forbidding the wrong. We read two parts of the hadith in which Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained from the Quran Sharif that in the Bani Israel, when they were doing wrong and people stopped them, but after that they still mixed it with them, socialized with them, then Allah Ta'ala sallallahu and punishment came upon those people. Now here we read further the last part of the hadith, which is also from different other hadith. هذا لفظ أبي داود. The previous narration we read was from Abu Dawood Sharif. ولفظ الترمذي. And in Tirmizi Sharif, the hadith kitab of Tirmizi, the words come in this way. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, لَمَّا وَقَعَدْ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْمَعَاسِ. When Bani Israel got involved in all different types of gunas, disobedience of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, نَهَدْهُمْ عُلَمَاءُهُمْ. Then the ulama stopped them from them. They told them, what you people are doing is wrong. Do not do this. They explained to them. فَلَمْ يَنْتَهُ. But they did not stop. They carried on with the evil, in spite of the ulama reminding them, telling them, bringing them to their senses, but they did not listen and they carried on. وَجَعَلْنَسُوهُمْ فِي مَجَعَلِسِهِمْ. But then the ulama still kept on sitting with them in their gatherings. That is, they kept on socializing with them, taking part in all their functions, everything, whatever they were doing, they joined them and they did that. وَعَقَلُوهُمْ وَشَارُوهُمْ. And they ate with them, they drank with them as though things are normal. They told them what is wrong. The people did not stop from the wrong, but that did not stop the ulama from mixing with them. They still kept on socializing, mixing with them, eating, drinking, sitting, talking, etc., keeping contact with them. فَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَ بَعْضِهِمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala mixed their hearts, joined their hearts with one another. In other words, on evil, Allah Ta'ala had joined their hearts. وَلَعَنَهُمْ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِ دَعُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. And then they were cursed on the tongues of Dawood alayhi salam and Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. They were cursed on their tongues because of this wrongdoing of theirs. That is, they saw the people doing wrong, they did what was right, they stopped them. But the people did not stop with the wrong, and that did not stop them from mixing with them, socializing and mixing, sitting, talking with them. So then they were cursed by the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. وَكَانُوا يَعَدَّلُونَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعَدَّلُونَ. And this was because of their disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and that they transgressed the laws which Allah Ta'ala had prescribed. On account of that, then Allah, they were cursed on by the terms of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But jalasa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ta'ala muttakiyan. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was reclining, but then to show the importance, he sat up properly. And then he said something which was great importance. Not in a casual way, but with great, great importance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La walladhi nafsi biyadihi. Never ever I take a qasam by him in whose hands my life lies. Hatta ta'athiruhum ala al-haqqi itra. Until you do not persuade them to come to the truth, you will not gain salvation. You have to keep on making effort. No matter how much the people disobey, they don't listen, but and they criticize and they pass all types of remarks, but you must carry on with the calling towards the right and forbidding the wrong. and do not socialize and mix with them in all their gatherings. So there is a great warning in this hadith also. In this whole hadith, there are three different sections and all deal with the same subject matter in different ways. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to heed what is being said and to observe it and to carry out these functions and duties. SubhanAllah.